This is Season 2 of Mobile Suit Breakdown, a podcast about Japanese sci-fi mega-franchise Mobile Suit Gundam, for new fans, old fans, and not-yet fans, where we watch, analyze, and review all 40 years of the iconic anime in the order it was made. We research its influences, examine its themes, and discuss how each piece of the Gundam canon fits within the changing context in Japan and the world, from 1979 to today. This is Cut for Time, The Engineer and Margarita. Gundam names provide us with a lot of research fodder, and Zeta has been no exception. They could easily have left Franklin's lover unnamed, or had it be a pattern of infidelity rather than one specific person. But it's one young woman, Hilda and Camille both know who she is, and she gets mentioned several times before Franklin's death, and her name is Margarita. Why? The likeliest reason would be for her to be a reference to the character Margaret from Goethe's Faust. I don't speak German. I'm sorry about my pronunciation. Originally a German legend, there are dozens of novels, plays, operas, ballads, books, and other versions of the Faust story. But Goethe's is a classic of German literature, and is, I think, the most famous. For reasons of temporal and thematic proximity, she could also be a reference to the character Margarita from Bulgakov's The Master and Margarita, which itself drew inspiration from Faust. I haven't read either of these, unfortunately, and so my story and character summaries are taken from other sources. I'm also going to omit things that don't seem necessary for understanding the relevant character, so if I fail to mention something from either story that you love or think is essential, or I mention something that is wrong and you know because you've read the books, please let us know. Goethe's Faust was published in two parts, the first in 1808 and the second posthumously in 1832. The demon Mephistopheles makes a bet with God that he can tempt Faust, a scholar striving to learn everything, away from the path of righteousness. He's become bored with his life and winds up making a deal with Mephistopheles, the devil's representative. Mephistopheles will serve him for a set number of years, revealing all kinds of hidden knowledge and using his magic powers. But when the time is up, he will take Faust to hell. Along the way, Faust uses Mephistopheles' powers to seduce a beautiful and innocent young woman named Gretchen. I hadn't known this, but in German, Gretchen is the nickname for Margaret.
Huh. Gretchen.
Yeah.
I can see
like
that.
Little
makes
Gret.
Sense. Little regret. So wait, hold on. Mephistopheles grants secret knowledge, incredible power, but also takes you to hell?
Yep.
He's the internet.
Someone has probably done that retelling, yes. Gretchen accidentally kills her mother by giving her too much sleeping potion. She's drugging her mother so that Faust can come visit her. She becomes pregnant by Faust, and when her brother goes to defend her honor, Faust and Mephistopheles kill him. Gretchen drowns her child because the child is illegitimate, and she is captured and sentenced to death. Faust tries to break her out of prison, but she refuses to go. First, she's a little bit mad from what she's been through, but ultimately, even understanding what's going to happen, she refuses to go. In the end, after her death, she is taken up into heaven, repentant of her sinfulness. There is a whole other half of the play after her death, and Gretchen reappears at the very end. Faust manages to redeem himself, and she is the one who welcomes him into heaven. The Master and Margarita was written by Russian author and playwright Mikhail Bulgakov during Stalin's regime. He finished it in 1940, but it wasn't published until 1966 and 67, and that was a censored version, serialized in Moscow Magazine after his death. It was published as a manuscript in Paris in 1967. There were also uncensored copies hand-circulated throughout the Soviet Union, and two more versions were published, one in 1978 and one in 1989. The novel satirizes the corruption, greed, and vanity of the literary set at that time, as well as the atheistic society and life in Soviet Moscow. Censorship, paranoia, housing shortages, and all.
Hmm.
Satan appears in the disguise of Dr. Woland in 1930s Moscow. Playing a gentleman magician, Woland and his retinue wreak havoc among Moscow's largely atheistic literary elites. A young poet witnesses Woland using magic. He predicts the moment of another man's death. As well as other mischief, and tries to capture Woland and his gang, as well as warning others about them. This lands the young poet in an asylum, where he meets the Master, a bitter and disappointed author. The Master had written a historical novel about Pontius Pilate and Christ, and the rejection of his novel by critics and editors plunged him into despair. He burnt the manuscript and retreated from the world, even from his devoted lover, Margarita. She is invited to the Devil's Midnight Ball, where Woland gives her the opportunity to become a witch. She learns to fly, naked no less, and takes revenge on the literary bureaucrats who rejected her beloved's novel. I think she burns somebody's apartment down. She then acts as hostess for Satan's Spring Ball, greeting the dark celebrities of human history as they arrive from hell. Surviving the ball, the summary I read did not explain if there was anything explicitly dangerous or deadly about it, but it seemed implied. And acquitting herself well, Satan grants her a wish. She wishes to free a woman she just met, a total stranger, from torment. This woman, who she met at the ball, had been raped, become pregnant, and then killed her infant. Ever since, she wakes each morning to find the handkerchief she used to smother her infant sitting on her nightstand. No matter how often she gets rid of it, it comes back. So Margarita wishes for this to stop happening.
So the woman she frees from torment is definitely Gretchen from the Faust story.
She then gets another wish because Satan really wanted her to wish for something for herself. And she wishes for freedom for the Master, who she then joins, and they live together, poor but in love. They later take poison together, and not good enough for heaven or bad enough for hell, they wind up in a shadowy but pleasant limbo. Gretchen in Faust is young, pure, innocent, and devoutly religious, the object of a brilliant and bored older man's passion and fixation. She manages to encompass both Eve and Virgin Mary archetypes. Mary, in that she is a pure woman who makes salvation possible for Faust. But they are mutually dependent. She is unable to attain ultimate salvation without him as well. He would have fallen completely under Mephistopheles' power if she had gone along with the escape plan, and he wouldn't have had the chance to redeem himself. But her entry into paradise depends on her experiencing love, and for her, Faust represents that. She still loves him, even after everything that's happened. She feels real sincere penitence and regret for her wrongs, hence her acceptance of her punishment. That's why she didn't escape. But also Eve, the fallen woman who causes suffering and damnation. She rejects Faust initially and can tell that Mephistopheles is a devil or demon and is still attracted to Faust. Mephistopheles helps Faust woo Gretchen, but there's no sense of her mind being under his control. Ultimately, she chooses to begin an affair with Faust, even knowing that it's wrong. One source also presented the fact that she kills her infant as a metaphor for Eve bringing mortality on the sons and daughters of humanity.
Hmm.
In one interpretation, Gretchen killing her infant is also self-destructive. She knows she will be caught and put to death for it, and does not try to avoid this outcome. It also frees Faust. No unwanted child, no woman he wronged to remind him of his past. He's free to continue exploring the world. To be fair, we don't know much about the Margarita of Zeta Gundam, but the little we do know is that she's young, having an affair with a married man, has pink hair, and looks sexy wrapped in a sheet. She doesn't sound much like this Gretchen. She only represents the Eve half rather than both halves. So let's take a look at our other possibility. Margarita in The Master and Margarita is around 30. She's a pretty housewife married to a rich and famous military engineer who she does not love.
Hey, hang on. Military engineer?
She has no children. She's believed to be modeled after Bulgakov's third wife. They both fell for each other right when they met and were both married to other people at the time. She's tough, determined, devoted, faithful. She loves the master even when she doesn't know if he's alive or dead, after he's disappeared and gone to the asylum. In hosting the ball, she shows she is willing even to help the devil if it means that ultimately she will be able to help the master.
And honestly, not just helping the devil, she's helping the devil with party planning, which I do not need to tell you is rough.
She gives up a life of privilege and fashion to be with the man she loves. As one source describes her, her primary source of power in the novel is her sexuality. She uses her sexuality and attractiveness to get what she wants. At the same time, she channels her maternal instincts into caring for and nurturing the master. His novel becomes their child. And despite her strong and rebellious character, she ultimately finds her fulfillment and meaning through the master. These archetypes probably tell us more about Franklin than about the women in his life. He thinks he's the master, a genius so compelling that this beautiful young woman has fallen for him. When actually he's the husband?
A boring military engineer that she is planning to leave?
Yep. Alternatively, that what he finds appealing in young Margarita is that he is the sole focus of her attention and care. We don't know that for certain, but she is set up in contrast to Hilda, the driven career woman and mother, who has a lot of things in her life other than Franklin.
And Camille does say during that completely inadequate grief counseling session that his mother's focus was outside of the home.
I can also see a parallel between Franklin and Faust of the first story. That he's clearly gifted at what he does, but in his desire for more knowledge, in his pursuit of opportunities and free rein to work the way he likes and do what he likes, he's made a deal with the devil.
Bascistopheles. The intro song is Wasp by Misha Dioxin, and the closing music is Long Way Home by Spinning Ratio. You can find links and more in the show notes. And thank you for listening.
Mary, in that she is
a loud truck outside, just like Mary.
Okay, I'm waiting for you to be done squirming.
You know me, I'm never going to be done squirming. I need to create a gif. I can probably find one, actually. But a gif of Camille saying violence isn't right and then getting kicked in the stomach. Feels like a powerful gif.
Yes.
I think I can control my squirms now.